This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Senators are hoping to get out of D.C. tonight. Their colleagues in the House are already gone. But as Chief Congressional Correspondent Mike Emanuel tells us, they will leave behind a massive to-do list.
Congress is done for August after a rare flurry of activity on the Senate floor. That included confirming more than 75 nominations today before lawmakers left for recess.
The Senate has confirmed more executive branch nominees this week than all of the executive branch nominees confirmed this year combined. This was an important step toward filling critical roles throughout the administration.
Lawmakers are leaving town without tackling the debt ceiling, which McConnell hoped to finish before recess. If Congress fails to deliver, some government services will shut down. Interest rates could soar, and financial markets could drop due to a lack of confidence. The Senate also needs to pass a budget, which will be critical for another top priority, passing tax reform, with just 51 votes needed. The Senate Democratic leader fired this warning.
The Republican leader has said the next big issue this body will take up is taxes. Democrats were excluded from even participating in health care discussions from the very first day of Congress, a process that ultimately ended in failure. So we've made the first overture this time to show our Republican friends we're serious about bipartisan process on tax reform.
When senators return after Labor Day, the health committee is expected to hold bipartisan hearings to address at least stabilizing the health insurance markets. There will also be a need to pass a government funding package by October 1st. Today, the Senate GOP whip was asked if funding for a border wall could threaten a government shutdown.
We have a lot of things to do before the end of the fiscal year, so I don't want to put the cart ahead of the horse. What we need to do, I believe, in Congress is not be distracted by the stories of the day.
And there are only 12 legislative days that both the House and Senate are due to be in session before the end of the fiscal year. That explains some of the urgency in Senator Cornyn's voice. Chris?
Mike Emanuel reporting.
Well, this is what, you know, it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, I know in some hand there people are saying, look, why are they going home? Why are they taking a break when there's so much yet for them to do? And, you know, and I thought about that as well, and I can understand the sentiment. But I think, you know, Scott, I think it's good they go home. It's good that they hear from the people. You know, what's going on, their dissatisfaction, that they're not being about the people's business. I mean, after all, this is our government, and this is what's coming out loud and clear. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that with Megan Barth in just a few moments when she comes on. And that is this this movement, this clear. I mean, you know, she talks about it often being the resistance. It's more than the resistance anymore if you can't see this loud and clear as to what's going on. And I got to tell you, a lot is hanging in the balance here with Robert Mueller and what's already been leaked out regarding the impaneled grand jury here. And, you know, I would be very pleased if it really goes beyond and they really look at everything. It's like, you know, you've got, you know, special counsels doing what they do, and that is they indict people. And grand juries, like they say, the grand jury can indict a ham sandwich, as they jokingly refer to it. If that's the case, then look at, get all the ham sandwiches that you want, and let's look into, as we've been insisting on from day one, on the greater picture of this whole, you know, voter fraud influence. Let's look at the whole thing. I don't know if they're ready to do that, if it's just so targeted and so anti-Trump that it only stays in the Trump campaign and in the Trump side of it. What do you think?
I'm with you. I want to know how deep the rabbit hole goes. I want to know. I want to know if we actually have.
Hey, look, if we're going to pay for it. Is hey, if we're going to pay for it, might as well go all the way. Well, that's the big question, isn't it? And we're going to talk more about that when Megan joins us. This is Bill Martinez. Aloha, America. 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop,
hey. Hey, it's 6 minutes after the top of the hour, America. Good to have you along with us. Yes, I am in Hawaii. We're here visiting the grandchild, you know, all the kids go, they call him the chosen one. You know, when you're new and fresh, it's all, you know what it's all about. You know, that is the focus, and grandmas are absolutely gaga over this little guy, and he's having all kinds of fun, and we're loving him up and enjoying it all. So we're here in Kauai, and I'm on the very west tip there of Poipu Beach. And, I, you know, Megan Barth, I think I can see North Korea from here, maybe. I'm just saying.
At that time of night, what is it, 3 o'clock in the morning there?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but who cares, you know? But
really?
Yeah,
some
it's
people are
it's
just getting home from a wild night and you're working.
Hey, the geckos aren't stirring. I mean, that's how early it is, you know. So,
yes.
But hey, it's good fun. Look at, you know, for a long time, it seems you and I have been talking about the resistance, but what has been coming out here is much more deleterious than the resistance. I mean, this is like a silent coup that is taking place against We the People's government, isn't it?
Yeah. This we're in very dangerous territory and really uncharted waters, whereby this president has been just attacked and sabotaged from the inside by Obama holdovers, and I would say even General McMaster. Mm-hmm. The latest news that came out yesterday is that General McMaster has not only fired a lot of Trump loyalists when it comes to his national security team that he has around him, but he also extended Social Security clearance to the chief unmasker herself, Susan Rice.
And what's all that about?
Yeah, and you know, I'm obviously just an observer of politics. I have no inside information, but, you know, my gut's pretty good. And if you have some common sense, you kind of start to ask the right questions. And since McMaster has been placed, and even after Sean Spicer and Rice Priebus has left, there have been leaks, and I'm thinking, well, if Susan Rice still has unfettered access, basically on demand anytime at will, she can demand confidential national security information. Is she still leaking? Is McMaster's leaking? We have a serious problem that these leaks are jeopardizing not only the agenda of President Trump, but more importantly, it's jeopardizing our national security. When someone leaks entire transcripts of our president's conversations that he's having on a private phone call with world leaders, what does that say to the world leaders? That we cannot be trusted.
Well, this should be a bloody Friday that comes in.
That's
and,
correct.
You know, let's rewind here for just a moment. I know people are probably in shock, and if you're in the ditch, we'll call AAA for you and get you out, and I understand why. Yes, you heard her right. Susan Rice has full access still to this day. That begs the most obvious question of all, which you just kind of, you know, ran through us here very quickly. And I think people are still in shock processing the reality of that statement, Megan.
Yeah, we know that Susan Rice, as well as Powers, Samantha Powers, who is simply a diplomat of the UN, had access and asked for access and then unmasked private citizens, hundreds of them that surrounded our president during his campaign. Now, in order to understand the gravity of what they did, unmasking was extraordinarily rare until the Barack Obama administration. It required a FISA court to rule in your favor, and it was a process. But they basically, through executive order, with Obama's blessing and encouragement, used this unmasking operation not for our national security, not for the safety and security of our country, but for political opposition research in order to destroy a candidate and his administration, and a candidate and his team that he surrounded himself with. This violates many constitutional rights, but it also puts in jeopardy our country and our country's national security, because we see what these leaks have done not only to the president, but how the ripple effects have really affected this presidency on the world stage.
Without a doubt. I mean, how does he have a conversation with anybody? I mean,
right.
He was already greatly embarrassed, when it was exposed earlier what happened with Prime Minister May. I mean, how embarrassing. And then you come back, and then now you've got a text, full-blown text. I mean, how many people have access to the full-blown text of private conversations of the president? I mean, it's almost like, and like somebody else suggested, you just let go of everybody. Even if you don't know how to spell leaks, you're out of there.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Go ahead. And this is one of his frustrations where he was coming down on Jeff Sessions. And God bless Jeff Sessions. He's a great man. He's doing a great job to clean up our streets. But our cleaning up our streets should not be his priority right now. Mm-hmm. And today he's supposedly coming out with some news about the leakers. Well, forgive me, but it's about gosh darn time. We are 7 months into a presidency that has been plagued seven times more than any other seated president with the amount of leaks. Our national security is at stake. I believe that General McMaster's is a poison and a cancer. I realize he's a general, but, he's a political hack, as most generals are. And so, they are political operatives, most generals, and that's told to me by many people in the military. They really only have allegiance to the commander-in-chief by which they are appointed. But McMaster certainly is politicized. And you look at his history of how he conducted himself under the prior administration. You look at what he's done currently under this administration by allowing Susan Rice continued unfettered access to on-demand national security information.
This is absurd. I mean, this guy is a high-level, four-star general. I mean, and this is so clear that you can't even, first of all, you can't comprehend it, and you can't even justify it. And I agree, he does not look good at all in this situation. And as somebody suggested that maybe he's on his way out for some assignments in Pakistan, maybe.
Or Afghanistan.
Yes.
But I really think that he, you try to see who are the common cast of characters that were with the president since day one, that remain with the president, who has left. The circle in the White House keeps getting smaller. The leaks keep coming from, like you said, not many people have access to complete transcripts of phone calls of our president. There was another leak that came out of Air Force One last week. There's not many people that are flying on Air Force One, meaning that there is a commonality, a small cast of characters that surround the president in the White House as well as on Air Force One. So our cast of characters, our suspects, is getting smaller. And Jeff Sessions needs to get on this today and like an attack pit bull.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, we've been referring to these as Manchurian landmines that remain and are held over from the Obama administration. and they are absolutely upending the rule of law, dare I say, compromising our national security and making things even more difficult for this new president. More from Megan Barth on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It is just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass-fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like me. Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Very independent we are, and we're grateful for this because we can bring things to you that, you know, most radio stations, most, you know, hosts are unable to do because they're so beholden. In a lot of ways, you know, Megan Barth, what I appreciate about this very independent radio show, in a lot of ways, we're like Donald Trump. You know, we're not owned by any one enterprise. This is, oh, you can't do this. I mean, I've had many guests say to me, he said, Bill, how can we talk about this stuff? He says, I talked to other radio people on radio stations, and we can't have a conversation, open conversation like this. And I said, well, it's, you know, we're blessed to be this independent where we can pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And right now, more than ever, the threats that are upon this country of ours, they are so immense and so critical. And I believe what I'm sensing here. And you can tell me if you think I'm wrong here, but I'm sensing every day America is opening up their eyes more and more to this deleterious and imminent threat. It's no longer, an outside threat. It is an imminent threat to our very, very constitutional government, where these elites have said, look, at, you know, we're part of the system and we have this non-systemic, individual threatening our very being and everything that we've settled for and worked on for all these years, and we're not going to be threatened. And they're doing everything they can to take this president out. And I would say if we, the people, do not rally around and protect this president and start holding our elected officials, number one, accountable, and number two, that you need to stay activated to understand what's happening in your government and how it's been hijacked, all in the name of these elites, these governing elites that know so much more than we do, Megan.
Well, that's right. And I think the Trump rallies are so important. And I think that his Twitter account is so important. Mm-hmm. And I believe that more and more every day, because if we relied on the press for the truth, we would all be useful idiots. We would not be informed. And an informed populace is what is necessary in order to hold this republic together. And when we look at all of the leaks coming out, when we look at the sabotage, when we look at the treason, like I said, this should be Jeff Sessions' number one priority. Donald Trump needs to truly clean house. He needs to use his executive authority in whatever way he sees fit in order to not only protect himself, but protect this country from the ne'er-do-wells that exist from the prior administration and that have been in, you know, civic service for decades, aligning themselves with political parties and not aligning themselves with their oath to protect the Constitution and this republic. Mm. We have our vote is our most sacred right, and when we lose our vote, we lose it because there perhaps is a lot of voter fraud, which would put in place someone that truly doesn't represent the people. And so when you see this defection of the Virginia governor, when you see now that we control a majority of the states, we would probably control more and more local and statewide offices if when we do clean up our voter rolls. And that's why this is so important. But what's also important is that Donald Trump has achieved close to 3% GDP in just the 7 months. All of the economic indicators look fantastic. And so his success is going to pull more and more people towards him instead of a political party. Because the Republican Party, if I see $1 from the GOP or one resource or one person go towards the reelection of John McCain or the reelection of Lisa Murkowski or the reelection of Portman or the others that or Lindsey Graham, those are wasted resources and that is wasted money. I will rip up my voter registration card, and I've been a registered Republican since 18. But if this GOP does not rally behind and the RNC rally behind and support our president and then support conservatives, not moderates, conservatives who will restore this republic along with our president, the GOP is going to lose more than all of the gains they have made in the last 8 years under Barack Obama.
Well, it may open the door of what John Naisbitt has been saying for a long time. The two-party system is like two dinosaurs mating. And, you know, we talked about this before, Megan, that there is that possibility of, you know, another party, multiple of parties, because of the bifurcation of this country. And so it might stand to reason, because reasonable people are saying, look, at enough of business as usual. Business as usual got us into this mess that we're in right now, where our very republic, everything, the American dream that we grew up with is all in jeopardy. And this is all being manhandled by people, by special interest, and people that are not interested in we, the people. This is what got Donald Trump elected. And we, the people, need to come alongside. Look, if his party's not coming alongside, Megan, then we, the people, need to come alongside this president in a big, dramatic, and clear-pointed way. And as you say, we do that at the voting box. That is the start of our voice, is voting. But after that, then you have to stay engaged. This is why I appreciate all the great work that Jenny Beth Martin and the Tea Party Patriots have been doing in encouraging and, you know, in a sense, and I say militarizing, but I don't mean it in just an awful sort of way, but I mean in an activated sort of way, and reminding everybody, hey, just 5 minutes a day. Invest 5 minutes a day in your country. They've got a system there with the Tea Party Patriots you can follow. If you say, well, where do I begin, Bill? Well, I have no idea. Well, just check them out and just find something there of interest. And I would say, even if you don't do it every day, even if you just say, hey, I'm going to do it once a week, that's five more minutes more than you've been doing, you know, most of your life. It requires, it demands this kind of participation in the populace.
Well-informed populace is a well-armed populace, and not only has Donald Trump achieved some great economic numbers in the short time, which his success is going to attract more and more people to him, whether it's the GOP, but to him. And the GOP is actually fundraising like bananas off of this president, meaning yes, tens of millions of dollars, while the Democrat Party is $3 million in the hole. So his success is going to draw more people to him, and not necessarily the GOP, because really, is anyone going to go to Jeff Flake's rally when he tries for re-election, when he campaigns with Mitt Romney? No,
I don't think
they're
so.
Not.
You're right. No.
So this president has rebranded the GOP. He has raised more money for the GOP than really any other president in such a short time. But also his success is not only economic. His success is exposing the frauds.
Yes. That's the big thing. The curtain has been drawn back.
That's right.
Now you have the cockroaches. They are scampering a little bit here. And we need to keep, you know, we need to call, you know, those who can come in and bring the chemicals and get these guys out of here, and gals as well that have been a problem, that are not a part of the solution, that are part of a bigger problem, and they are the system that has been in place, that establishment. And that is from to your point, Megan, and I agree with you, it is coming from both parties. It is not just the Democrats that are, you know, putting a stick in the spokes of the president and the Trump train.
No, that's right. I mean, we have the Democrats, who we already know is the party of obstruction. It's the party of resistance. And basically, when you look at their new platform, they're trying to be populist. Well, that's kind of funny, because even though Donald Trump was called a populist, when he was called a populist, the Democrats said that was racist. But now they're adopting populist types of messaging to try to appeal to the working men and women. Well, you know, they are the frauds, yes, but the bigger frauds, I think the most detrimental to this country and to our party, are the Republicans in name only, the Republican turncoats, the rats, the frauds, the ones who campaign as conservatives because can't conservatives get elected, but truly are moderates. And what are moderates? Moderates are the same guys, like the Rockefeller Republicans, that resisted Ronald Reagan. We would have never had Ronald Reagan if it were up to the Rockefeller Republicans, the moderates, and Mitt Romney's father.
Yes, exactly. Well said, Megan Barth. Always good to have you with us. Remind everybody how they can be in touch with you, Ms. Megan.
Reagan Babe on Twitter, Reagan Babe on Facebook, and ReaganBabe.com for writing and my contributors.
That's awesome. Megan Barth on Bill Martinez Live, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. Great job.
Thanks, Bill.
In individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for a superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, back with you, America. How you doing? It's just about 20 minutes before the top of the hour as the conversation continues, especially when it comes to Donald Trump and the way the media has come after him. And I know for many, you say, well, it's no wonder. I mean, he went after them. They're after each other. And I don't know if Donald Trump really realized what kind of fight he was in for. And they have definitely circled the wagons around him. And even as powerful a force as Donald Trump is, I mean, after all, he's not beholden, so they don't have that to get on. But they can definitely not necessarily make his day, that's for sure. Our next guest, I'm sure, would agree. John Heibusch is with us, Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation Institute's executive director, author of the best-selling book, The Shroud Conspiracy. John, good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Great. Great to be with you, Bill.
Well, John, you look at the Trump administration, he really picked a fight here, and the media is not going to do him a whole lot of favors, certainly. You know, you got to be careful what you ask for.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I don't know. It seems like every day it's another fight. And but I, you know, I have to honestly say, I think this is the kind of thing President Trump is asking for. I think he's made a decision that the media is on the other side, the other camp, the enemy camp, and that he can actually gain votes by taking them on. So I think, in my opinion, it's part of a strategy.
Well, you know, okay, that's fine. You might win the battle, but what about the war? Is there going to be something to where the media might find some middle ground
And I mean, because obviously they really don't care about income, about their bottom line, because this has been very costly for them over the years. And it's not just been because of Donald Trump. I mean, they were in the tank certainly for President Obama, and I think it's been a while here that they've decided, they've made a purposeful decision to abandon any kind of middle ground and any kind of true journalistic ethos. Not to mention their reason for being, as far as we the people are concerned. I mean, they're there to document history, report on the facts, and it's become almost expanded tabloid stuff.
Yeah, you know, this is an interesting discussion, Bill, because I agree with you that the media is in a whole lot of hurt in this day and age. But I think, by and large, that's a result of technology and changing times, and I think that the hurt they're in, you know, it's not based upon a fight or two they may have picked here or there. I think their bottom line is suffering because of disaggregation and social media, and you know, 10,000 new ways that people are able to get their news from places like Facebook instead of, let's say, ABC or NBC. Mm-hmm. But I do agree with you completely that it seems like in order to grab ratings or to sell more papers, get more subscribers, that they, in many respects, this is a period of time we haven't seen in America before, where it feels like the Fourth Estate is essentially crossed the middle line, and I mean in the wrong direction. I mean,
exactly.
One in which it's they've challenged, they throw down the gauntlet and challenge the president to a fight, and we're getting one. We're seeing it play right out in front of us.
At our own expense, too, John, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because I we've been saying all the time, I mean, hey, Congress is still getting their health care. Whatever tax breaks that they get, whatever special dispensations are afforded them, it's business as usual on the Beltway. It might be a little bit more contentious, but all in all, I mean, compared to what Main Street America is feeling and experiencing, this is why we had such a revolt in November, and why the status quo was turned upside down, thinking that it was a fait accompli that Hillary Clinton would be our next president, and lo and behold, Donald Trump and the people that supported him got the last say.
Yeah, you know, no argument there at all, Bill. I take your point completely that we seem to be completely distracted from the issues that sent President Trump to the White House, and those with which I'm certain he'd like to focus on if he could. And and they include health care and tax reform and you know, shrinking the size of the federal government, things that you know, frankly, are taken right out of the Reagan playbook. And you know, there's a lot of Reaganites out there that are just pleased as punch to have President Trump you know, being interested in the same issues that President Reagan was, and I think they hope that he can accomplish a lot of his agenda. But as you say, this incredible distraction is, you know, takes a toll on the American people, and we're not discussing and debating the issues that we should.
Well, as far as the media is concerned, John, do you see an opportunity? I see one for a national media company to abandon the status quo and to really focus on presenting the news and a return, if that's even possible, in the midst of all, you know, the information age we live in, the fact that anybody that has a computer, even a microphone, can have a say, and I say that's fine, but the free market should determine the veracity and the value of what it brings brings to play here. But it would appear, because this is one thing I hear consistently in my travels, is people are hungry. They say, Bill, where do you go to for the news? And, you know, because I'm just so confused anymore. I'm not sure who to believe anymore.
I can understand why you'd say there are many that feel that they would wish they could find some source they could trust on the media front, and I, you know, I'm in that crowd. Interestingly, we find it just seems the predilections of the American people, though, are often to rush to the source that they trust because it's a source they believe. You know, we're seeing that every day as people, you know, run to their quote unquote their neutral corners. You know, they. they're digesting news that that they want to believe, you know, that not that's necessarily so. And as a result, we don't seem to be able to have a common conversation. People talk past one another because they can't even agree on a set of facts.
Yeah.
And that's a relatively new development as well.
I don't mind the talking. It's the yelling, John. I mean,
yeah.
It is so passionate. I think somebody has written here recently, well, more than recently, for the last couple of years about the divisiveness and the contention in our country and used the comparative as the Civil War and saying that we haven't been so divided since the Civil War. And when you think about that, you go, well, that's pretty profound. And no doubt about it. I mean, I have to be careful in conversations that I have, whether it's on an airplane of all places because you have no place to go. That's worse yet. But in some venues, I just walk away. Yeah, I know, because I can't even, you know, because I've had a couple conversations with people. I say, look, you got to understand, I do this for a living. And I'm asking questions from experts and people that know. And I think we're all, in some cases, like the group of blind men filling different parts of the elephant, you know.
trying
to make sense of it all.
Yeah, well, Bill, I think you're right. Thank God that we're not all grabbing for our ammunition stores just yet. I have an interesting theory about this. You know, my belief beyond what we've already talked about with respect to people digesting only the news they want to digest. I also think it's a function of our modern times and what technology has done. In terms of our ability to communicate, I think we're able to reach each other or 10 million people with a couple of thumbs and a Twitter account, and we can get our points across. But at the same time, I think that's dramatically increased the level of stress and tension in the world because the ramifications for what we say now are so much greater given there's so many people that we're able to touch. And I think so as the stress level rises, so does the anger and so do all the other emotions that go along with it. And here we are today, you know, seemingly at each other's throats.
Well, the book Megatrends talked about this period of life that we're living in, and it talked about as technology would increase that there would be a higher call for what they called high touch, you know, that human connection instead of being treated like a just another number. And to your point, I would agree is that I think that's what we're yearning for. We're yearning for the very thing that we seem to be pushing away. It's kind of ironic right now that we want fellowship, we want to have conversation, but we negate it. We've got more. Stay with us right here on Bill Martinez Live.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
This report is brought to you by Kia. Recent sales data prove that SUVs are more popular today than ever before. If you are in the market for an SUV or crossover, there are several factors to consider before you buy. One such consideration is form versus function. Do you go off-road, or do you simply prefer the space and style offered by an SUV? All-wheel drive is optional on many SUVs and crossovers, so if you live in an area that isn't subject to rugged driving conditions or extreme weather, you can avoid the unnecessary cost of a feature you won't use. The SUV or crossover for you depends on your driving needs. James Bell with Kia has more.
Kia's line of SUVs have something for everyone. The rugged Sorento and capable Sportage can take you on any adventure, off-road or on, while the efficient Nero Hybrid crossover provides the perfect balance of form and function, along with the ability to haul your gear in the most fuel-efficient way available.
For more information, including special promotions in your area, visit your local Kia dealer or log on to www.kia.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Bill Martinez live. MartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates around this country that carry Bill Martinez Live, or even on shortwave, we welcome you to Bill Martinez Live. John Heibusch is with us, Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation Institute's executive director, author of the best-selling book, The Shroud Conspiracy, and we're going to talk about his new book in just a moment. I still want to wrap things up here just a little bit, John, regarding, what Trump is representing. I mean, Trump, in a way, certainly not, perfectly in the style of one Ronald Reagan, but a lot of his policies are very Reagan-esque, and his approval ratings have been a bit dramatic. I mean, I know that it was tough on Ronald Reagan, but Ronald Reagan had an idea. I mean, he knew, because of his experience with the media, he knew how to manage this. Donald Trump he's like a bull untethered, just going through the media institutions and creating all kinds of damage in the process. But all that considered, when it comes to approval ratings, and I've been one to say, look at what approval ratings give you is a snapshot, and they tell you what is. The other part is what you'd hope to have, but that is really, to me, the true measurement of leadership, don't you think?
Yeah, you're right. Approval ratings are what they are. They're snapshots in time. And, President Trump has been in office for just about 6 months. So he's got another 3.5 years to go, at least in a first term. He's got time to change the snapshot. He's got time to dramatically improve his numbers, as President Reagan did. Just as President Reagan went from very low approval ratings to historic high approval ratings, but it's going to call for, in my opinion, just a smarter communication strategy. Ronald Reagan was a master communicator. Mm-hmm. He understood how to use the media to get his message across, and I think President Trump has even more tools at his disposal to accomplish the same task, but it's just going to call for everyone on his team, including himself, to sing from the same sheet of music.
Amen.
And to portray the the kind of vision that he wants for America rather than creating distractions that I think oftentimes only shoot himself in the foot.
You find it kind of amazing, you know, you compare the two parties. Democrats are really good. They get the talking points, and it's almost like they enter in some sort of hidden cabal. It says, you know, thou shalt sing from the same hymnal. You know, put those other ones away. Republicans, forget it. I mean, it's like herding cats. You know, you can't get them. I mean, it's like they love bifurcating the whole health care argument, for example. I mean, they want to argue all the different legs. Why don't you come on and tell me what it is you like about the current proposal? And then if you have a second or two, talk about, hey, I'd like to see some movement in this particular area. But, man, they just beat down the negative to where, you know, the people are weary and going, can these guys even legislate?
Yeah, you know, some would suggest, Bill, that the reason you see that kind of difference between Republicans and Democrats is because Republicans, you know, they have a mind of their own. I mean, they're in, you know, it's a smart group of people, conservative by nature, that want what's best for America, and they're highly opinionated, but you know, they don't always dance to the same song, in great part because a lot of them have really great ideas that may well differ at times. And I think on the Democrat front, I think they pick a company line, and they've all been trained to just simply stick with it, regardless of whether it is best for what the country needs. And I think that's where we see the difference.
Exactly. But even President Reagan said, look, if I can negotiate and get 80% of the deal, I got to feel pretty good about it. You know, and I think that there is a time to have that contention and debate. But there's also a time to demonstrate some unity and leadership so that the people understand that, okay, hey, these guys got, okay, you know, they've got a pretty good handle on this deal. And as you say, I mean, I appreciate that they're smart and they bring that to the dance. But at some point, you got to be able to call the question and say, all right, let's focus on what we agree on. And but I guess maybe that's just my own pipe dream.
I don't know. Maybe not a pipe dream. I think even if President Reagan were alive today, Bill, you know, per what you said about his view that 80% of a loaf was loaf is better than none. You know, remember Ronald Reagan was also the kind of guy that always wanted to go back for the other 20% later on. You know?
Exactly.
So, you know, he knew what he wanted. He knew what vision would carry the country forward. And you know, you're right. It would be genuinely helpful to have our leadership, you know, the highest office in the land, ready and prepared to lead the troops, to get gain us ground, you know, all those things. And in some respects, it just may be something that has to come with time and with experience on the president's part.
Well, maybe we're all due for some maturity. This administration and we the people, we've been kind of out of the fight for a while, and maybe we need to step up and really do the things that are needed for a time such as this. Our conversation with John Heibusch continues. Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation Institute Executive Director, author of the best-selling book, The Shroud Conspiracy. Speaking of which, John, tell us about the book, The Shroud Conspiracy.
Well, it's a novel. It's a fiction novel. It's I've been told it's a page-turner. You know, it had a number in the national media say it's the book to read for the summer. And it's kind of nice to hear because it's my first novel. I'm a little surprised myself it's done as well as it's done. And but it's, you know, it's all the background for the book is about the shroud, the famous Shroud of Turin, which is the famous burial cloth of Jesus Christ. And it's on that cloth that the miraculous image appears of Jesus. And half of the world believes it's a fake, and the other half essentially believes it's the most venerated religious object ever known to mankind. And then this book takes place in the center of that controversy, where an atheist scientist, a brilliant scientist, decides to prove once and for all that the shroud is a fake. And he comes to find that's not necessarily the case, and as a result, he goes through a lot of change himself as well. So it's called The Shroud Conspiracy, and it's selling well. I'm very pleased to see that.
Yeah, once again, when people are confronted, and even in a novel form, with the truth of Christ, it's hard to resist. So it would follow a form that others previously have followed, like St. Paul, for example, who found himself kicking at the goads and had that confrontation on the road to Damascus and discovered the truth of Christ.
Yeah, you know, I very purposely wrote into the story a character that his whole life he has been hesitant to is really the most polite word to accept a faith of any kind. Mm-hmm. And in his particular case, it's really a bit like a doubting Thomas, and it's only until remarkable miracles occur that you know he begins to change inside, and it does some incredible things, you know, for him and to him, and it changes the, you know, how he feels about life, and there's a, in my opinion, a lot of, there's some parallels there that, you know, that hopefully may touch all of us.
Well, he's a forensic anthropologist. He's like a good group of people that he would represent, of a scientific mindset that say, look, if I can't feel it and touch it, understand it, I mean, this faith thing is a little too woo-woo for me. I can't seem to connect with it. But here we have, you know, your main character, Dr. John Bodurant, who is of a scientific mind. And how many Americans feel the same way? Or how many people, yeah, in the world, for that matter, say, show me the proof?
Yeah, you know, and in the book, The Shroud Conspiracy, he comes to find for the first time in his life that some things occur that science cannot explain. Mm-hmm. And then he comes to a full stop because that's something remarkably new to him. And it's at that point that he takes a position of being open in his heart, in his mind, his soul, you know, as to what the possibilities in this life are, and that perhaps the miraculous, just as the shroud is miraculous, is possible. But one has to be open to that, to let it happen.
You know, seemingly there are many crossroads in life that we come alongside, and boy, like any crossroads, they involve major decisions, don't they?
Oh, yeah. That's right. Mates, you know, decisions small and large, but and no doubt, I mean, I include myself among them when, yeah, when you're presented in life with a major challenge. It seems it's at that time in life when you, you know, dig down in your very deepest and really, you know, bring to the fore the kind of person that you are, and it tests your strength, and most especially tests your faith. You know, this character Bondurant goes through that in spades, and his life is on the line. And if you read the Shroud Conspiracy, there may be parts of his character that you might identify with.
Well, it is a. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go right ahead. No, go right ahead.
Well, I was just going to use your words that and what others have said about the book. It is a page turner, a burner, and one for summer reading. The Shroud Conspiracy. It's a thriller, and this is book one. So there's more to come, right?
Oh yeah, there is. Next spring, right around Easter time, book two called The Second Coming will be coming out. It's a sequel, and I actually like it better than the first.
Well, John, we got to have you back for that one as well. John Highbush has been with us. John, congratulations on the book. It is available at all the usual places. Yes,
it is. Barnes and Nobles and stores across the country, and certainly at Amazon.com.
Well, John, thank you so much, and we'll see you out there in Simi Valley. Hopefully, in the next couple of weeks, we'll be in touch. Thank you.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Everything you've been